Audiobooks New Zealand presents this unabridged reading of Life in Lashes, written by Ketamine with Eli Mathewson, narrated by the author.
To my mother and father, my brothers and sisters, my drag mother, and my entire drag family, I am eternally grateful for the love and guidance you've given me. You believed in me even when I sometimes didn't believe in myself. So now I am dedicated to working hard and making you proud. I love you. Let's do this!
Chapter 1. A Homecoming Queen. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. For every season of Drag Race, they film multiple endings in order to keep the actual results of the show hidden from everyone, including the competitors, until the finale airs on TV. It's a way of ensuring the show isn't spoiled by leaks, and each season only a select few people know the real outcome before the show airs. On the day we filmed the finale in Auckland, we all got to wear the crown and parade around with the scepter, living out our total fantasy. But we wouldn't find out who the crown and scepter would belong to until 4 months later when the show finally aired. In a perfect, virus-free world, on the night of the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, I would have been in Sydney with my Down Under sisters. Karen, Art, Scarlet, and I would have ended our intense, bumpy, but seriously rewarding journey together as we found out who of the four of us was the first crowned Down Under queen. The world, however, is not perfect or virus-free. Having poured every resource I had and every ounce of energy and passion I could muster into my run on the show, it became clear I would not be joining my fellow top four queens for the finale. We would not be together when we found out who would be crowned because an evil queen known as Delta Variant had arrived and she seemed desperate to stomp her stilettos all over my dreams. When it came time for the finale to air, I had absolutely no confidence that I would be the winner of Drag Race. I figured I'd had an okay run, I'd made myself proud at times, and disappointed myself at others. While I knew I had crushed the final lip sync and the last challenge, I still couldn't believe that I would overcome the Australian queens, whose huge profiles made me feel like a make-a-wish kid who had been gifted the opportunity to hang out with the big dogs. Even as I watched the show, I saw myself as more of a background character, chiming away in the back of the shots, getting my work done, and not drawing a hell of a lot of attention to myself. With a bit of luck, I thought maybe I'd be invited back for some kind of all-stars show where I'd be able to push myself to stand out more, to make sure people would notice me. In the week leading up to the finale, though, it became very clear that people had noticed me, and they really loved what I did. The likes and retweets of the hashtag Team Ketamine pictures on social media were going ballistic. People were writing about how much they loved my classic, campy approach to drag, about how the show had never seen a winner like me, a true fashion clown, someone who truly embodied the word camp and competed with a relentlessly positive spirit. It was only then that I allowed myself to wonder whether that moment I'd got to prance around with the crown and scepter might just have been for real. Still, no matter how overwhelming the social media response was, I struggled to see myself emerging as the winner. The other queens were such powerhouses. Art already had a show made by the network who made Drag Race. Karen was a name drag fans around the world had known for years. And Scarlett had a staggering 3 challenge wins against my single one. Maybe it's the small poppy New Zealander in me, but I told myself not to get too big for my boots. Just like when I get served food on an aeroplane, I kept my expectations low so I wouldn't be disappointed. Still, whoever was crowned, I wanted to be with my sisters to celebrate. I wanted to finish this surrounded by the new family I'd gained through the show. Our corner of the world had enjoyed a COVID-free few months, so a handy travel bubble had opened up, allowing Kiwis and Aussies to travel freely between the two countries. Then, just 24 hours before I was due to leave for Sydney, our luck ran out. COVID was back in Australia, and the travel bubble had burst just in time to ruin the end of my drag race journey. Bugger it! Suddenly, I had no plans for watching the end of the show.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?